Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Bikers beware, the roads are more dangerous than you think. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I was driving out to the golf course Saturday morning on Jones Ferry Road, and I began to count the bikers that were coming at me on the right side of the curvy country thoroughfare. 8, followed by 6 more, then another 8, then 5, then 6. Then on my side of the road came another group that I had to pass carefully, some riding in tandem before they instinctively knew to get into single file. By the time I got to Damascus Church Road, I had counted nearly 80 bikers, and what I learned from a biking buddy is called a pelican, a veritable beehive of bikes coming and going in droves on a winding hilly road with very little paved space between the white lines on the right sides and soft shoulders. I looked down another road to the left, and it seemed as if 100 more bikes and bikers were stopped, some sort of rest break or starting point or finishing line of a major biking excursion. I still saw them all over both sides of the road, all the way into Chatham County, until I turned right at Frosty's on the way to Chicken Bridge. Finally, there was only an isolated biker or two or three, like I normally see. Where do all these bikers come from on a beautiful Saturday morning, I thought. How do they all know to be on the same road at the same time? Is it like a biker's listserv that says, we're riding Saturday morning on Jones Ferry, so saddle up by 8 and let's go out 15 miles and then come back? Is there a website, bikersbeehive.com/Carborough Chapel Hill, that says ride at your own risk? I'm a regular rider, 10 to 12 miles on my own private loop through Metamont and the Yokes, out to the Friday Center, and down the bike path to Barbie Chapel Road, turning left at Downing Creek, and on the other side up what seems like a dangerous sliver of East 54. Left on Farrington Road and left at Ephesus Church before heading home on Pinehurst Drive. Pretty innocent stuff, but still requiring constant looks in the rearview mirror and hugging the right side of the road in some tight spots. But how do these dozens upon dozens of riders communicate to keep each other safe in a pelican? Car back, they yell down the line if a vehicle is approaching from the rear, so get your rear into single line. At intersections safe to cross, they yell clear, clear, clear back over their left shoulders. Or gravel, gravel, gravel. It must be safer than it looks, but it sure seems like if one goes down, so might the whole pelican. This is Archansky. See ya.